I hope you all realize that the entire point of this threat to arrest Barack Obama and James Clapper and Jim Comey and the others, John Brennan, it's nothing but smoke and mirrors. And it's only designed to keep you distracted and to keep you swallowing the hopium pills long enough for the Terminator robots to come online and carry out the final attempted extermination of humanity. Now, I know that's a pretty big statement, so let me back up and explain this. We've been living under an extermination agenda for a number of years now. Obviously, COVID and the bioweapons, the vaccines, and the actual deployment of the weapons against the people, that's a big part of the depopulation attempt. But it wasn't nearly as successful as the globalists intended. Now they're turning to a lot of weather weaponization in order to cause food scarcity and to displace people and cause refugees to flee areas like the Palisades areas in California, etc. And I covered this recently in an interview with Dane Wigington from Geoengineering Watch. And if you missed that, you might want to go back and check that interview. I also did an interview earlier this week with Catherine Austin Fitz about stablecoins and the stablecoin con and how it is that Trump and Bessent and Lutnick are trying to do things like find clever new ways to sell treasuries to a bunch of new suckers who are going to buy into stablecoins while the stablecoins buy treasuries. But that plan's going to fail. Ultimately, what you're actually looking at is an engineered anti-human extermination agenda that just has many vectors: weather weapons, famine, war. War's coming. Nuclear war, probably in Europe, is coming. And then on top of that, ultimately, the end game is going to be the extermination agenda of with the robots. So the rise of AI robots is underway right now. Agentic AI in the software domain is becoming more and more mature every month, and AI robots are also becoming more capable and exhibiting, you know, extraordinary levels of physical behavior or physical maneuvering in the world. And once that is very mature and can be scaled up, which is going to take a few years, but once that happens, then the Terminator extermination agenda will be unleashed. And of course, I've talked about this many times, but obviously the globalists have decided they don't need most humans. In fact, they see humans as a burden on the system, and they want to exterminate billions of human beings. And anything that needs to be done in terms of labor can likely be done by robots, you know, in the coming years. Again, it's not going to happen overnight, but it is coming. So in the meantime, what they want to do is keep human beings occupied and hopeful so that there's not a revolution or an uprising that threatens the current power base. That's all this is. So when you're being fed any kind of propaganda, oh, arrests are coming, just trust us for another year, another 2 years, just trust us, trust the plan, right? All that nonsense, the QAnon plan. Anybody telling you to trust the plan, they're just brainwashed into the system. And the system is designed to just delay, delay, delay while they kill, kill, kill. That's why we were told, hey, the minute that RFK Jr. becomes the secretary of HHS, you know, we're going to stop those deadly vaccines. And then what has actually happened? Oh, more vaccine approvals under the FDA. More vaccines, not fewer vaccines. More approvals for, you know, infants and children and pregnant women. And none of these vaccines are being pulled off the market. So it's all a delay tactic to keep you occupied while they continue the extermination. Now, infertility is a big part of the extermination agenda. It's the sort of slow die-off approach, just prevent women from having babies. And that also traces back to all the LGBT propaganda, the pushing transgenderism and pushing gay couples and everything. It's all designed to make sure that people don't have babies, because they don't want the humans around, obviously. So there's the infertility, there's the culture war, and then there's the die-offs or the culling with vaccines and many other things. So if you're on X all day long, you know, talking to people and thinking that you're right and you got them this time and you really told the truth this time and wow, you're making an impact. Let me tell you, you're not making any impact at all. Neither am I on X. I'm mostly on X to warn other people about this or related topics. But winning an argument on X matters literally nothing to the future of the world, because most of the people on X will be dead within a few years because they're the extermination targets. I mean, all humans are extermination targets. So it's irrelevant what you say, what you post on social media, if you're not dealing with the core issue here. The core issue is that you're living under a global criminal cabal that's run by some kind of anti-human or even maybe a non-human entity. And what they want to achieve is the total destruction of the human race. And if you're not preparing for that scenario, you're not really preparing for what's coming. Now, I just interviewed Bill Holter. That was a great interview. Looking forward to running that. And he was talking about how when the silver market implodes and the dollar collapses, many cities are going to be turned into Mad Max zones. You're going to have complete lawlessness. And I agree with him. I think he's right. That day is coming for a lot of these blue cities in America. Most of the people who live in these blue cities are completely unaware of what's happening, and they are utterly unprepared to survive it. And the vast majority of them will not survive. Imagine, for example, LA with no water and no electricity. So how long will people last in LA under those circumstances? Well, not long, you know, a few weeks, maybe. And in the long term, that it's nothing. It's just hitting delete on, you know, a few million people, which is exactly what the globalists want. They want to delete millions of people. And I don't know if you believe the Deagle report, but it was anticipating that the U.S. population would decline to something like 99 million people by the end of 2025. Well, that's right around the corner here. That's just a few months away. And I mean, you'd almost have to see an event that killed a quarter of a billion Americans in order to get to that population number. Let's pray that that doesn't happen. But it's not hard to see how that could happen just by turning off the power grid. You know, you shut down the power grid and depopulation is the natural result. So that is a hard shock way of achieving depopulation. You know, pushing birth control and feminism, those are soft methods. You know, make all the women go to the office and work so they're not at home having babies. You know, make everybody gay. Push transgenderism and genital mutilations. Those are all soft methods. The hard methods are things like turn off the power grid. And what are we seeing right now? Warnings of the power grid reaching its max. The entire Eastern power grid, I keep forgetting the name of it, like JBL or something. It's sort of the Northeast power grid. It's maxed. They've issued a statement. They say that they cannot support any more data centers. And then if you want to build a data center there, you got to bring your own power plant. It's like, first you got to build the coal-fired power plant, and then you can build a data center that uses the power. But where are you going to get approval to build a power plant? You know, never. Nobody's going to give you approvals for that. So that whole sector is incredibly fragile when it comes to power generation versus demand for power. They're not going to make it through a heat wave without rolling blackouts. And they're not going to be able to expand to handle a bunch of electric vehicles that are charging constantly on the grid. You know, thank goodness that EVs are falling out of popularity right now. Nobody wants EVs. Yeah, it takes too long to charge them, and they're too expensive to operate. And the mining operations for all the battery components are dirty, dirty, dirty. Bad for the planet. It's funny how that whole thing changed. But again, this is all part of the effort to keep you distracted, keep you occupied, or maybe keep you entertained. Oh, you know, the Super Bowl or the baseball game or the basketball game. I don't even know what season is it. Who cares? It's all designed to keep you occupied while they build out the Terminator infrastructure that's going to come exterminate you. Now, what will those look like? The actual extermination Terminators. Well, like I said, on one hand, all they have to do is turn off the power grid for a while, like 6 months, and 90% of the population is dead. But the cleanup crew will be the Terminators. So, of course, they'll have Terminator drones that are just kamikaze drones looking to detonate on any human being that they can find. So that technology exists right now. It's just a thermal camera on a bunch of drones with a small explosive charge, and they just fly around looking for humans to detonate. But it won't take long before people learn to hide inside buildings or to wear thermal shielding, you know, like thermal blankets and things like that. And by doing so, they can hide from a lot of the thermal cameras. So at that point, then the Terminators are going to have to be upgraded to land units. So Terminator dog bots or Terminator squirrels. I've said this before. A couple years ago, I started talking about Terminator squirrels. And these are going to be small robots, about the size of a squirrel, actually. And they may even be disguised as squirrels. And they can just move along the ground, hippity-hop, hippity-hop. And they're designed to hop up to your face and then detonate. So they'll have a very small explosive charge that's only fatal within very close proximity, like maybe, you know, 12 inches proximity or something. But most people don't suspect squirrels. So they're going to be, oh, it's a friendly little squirrel looking for nuts. Come here, squirrel. And, you know, it'll have a fuzzy tail and everything. And then it'll hop into your face and blow up. Terminator squirrels, right? So that's going to clean out a whole lot of people who are hiding inside buildings. People that the drones couldn't get, for the most part. It's not going to be like in the Terminator movie series. It's not going to be an Arnold Schwarzenegger robot walking around. That's too big and too obvious. It's going to be small little bots. Or maybe little mosquito drones that just spray toxic, deadly doses of VX nerve gas in your face, and then they just fly back home and reload on the nerve gas, you know? They can just nerve gas a bunch of people to death all over the city or whatever and clear it out. I mean, folks, look, the IDF is the laboratory for all this tech. Everything they've done to the children of Gaza, they're going to do to you. Or they're going to do to LA, and Chicago, and Miami, whatever. So yeah, they have AI analysis. They've got all kinds of weapon systems, different kinds of chemical weapon delivery systems, not just kinetic weapons, but many different types of ways to kill you. And they've figured out how to move people around, how to mass people into certain areas, and then how to destroy those areas. They've perfected all of this in Gaza. And it's U.S. tech companies like Google that are deeply involved in Israel's genocide. Companies like Boeing, companies like Lockheed Martin, etc. And it's just a giant sandbox of genocide so that they can perfect these kill protocols to be deployed against the American people. That's coming. It's coming. And you're not going to be able to defend yourself with a rifle. Not against these drones. They're going to be moving too fast, little squirrel drones. The only defense is going to be to have your own personal defense drones, which don't even exist yet. So right now in the military market, there are anti-drone drones that are just now beginning to be introduced in the Ukraine-Russia conflict. So these are much smaller drones that are designed to just basically crash into the bigger drones and make them fall out of the sky. And you don't need a huge drone in order to do that. You can have a small drone with or without an explosive charge, you know. But a small explosive charge could do the trick, or even maybe you don't need one. For the most part, a lot of these drones, all you need to do is just, like, eject some, you know, string. Like, a couple of wires to get caught up in their propellers, and they're done. They fall out of the sky. So, or like a little tiny net, you know, that's easy. They fall out of the sky. But you're going to need that on a personal basis, anybody who wants to survive what's coming. So you're going to need like a swarm of anti-kamikaze drones that are sort of like guard drones that might look like a guard dog, but a little tiny guard dog. It's a little guard drone, and it walks around with you. And it's designed to identify and intercept any incoming attack drones. And that guard drone that you have, it might be able to fire like little nets into the air to stop airborne drones from hitting you. It might fire nets at squirrel drones. You know, it could physically interfere with squirrel drones. Who knows? Maybe it's got a little taser on it. It can put out some voltage or maybe some interference signals, things like that. And that's going to be a market. And you're actually going to see executives, especially wealthy people, that are going to have personal defense guard drones. That's going to be a big market, actually. Seriously, this is coming. I mean, it's kind of obvious. And then those drones will also double as perimeter defense drones. And I would like one of those. A drone that you could just say, hey, I want you to walk around my property at, you know, 9 p.m. and again at 10 p.m. and 11 p.m., whatever. Just like take pictures of anything that's got a thermal signature. Probably end up just photographing a bunch of deer all the time. Ah, look, more deer. You know, armadillos. Got a bunch of raccoons, but no invaders. No aliens, dang it. But people are going to have perimeter defense drones, and those are going to be ground walking units because they don't require the same FAA clearance as airborne drones. So ground walking units walking around, keeping you safe, reporting back to the base, auto self-recharging, rainproof, you know, all those kinds of things. You're going to see that coming online in the next few years. So there's going to be attack drones, and there's going to be defense drones. It's going to be, you know, like drone versus drone warfare is where all of this is going. And the more you can afford a personal defense drone, then the safer you're going to be. And if you can't afford one, then, you know, you're going to be hunted down by the kamikaze squirrel drones. So it sounds like a bad science fiction movie or a good science fiction movie, but this is about to become reality. So what should you do about all of this? I like to end with an action item. Stack enough gold and silver so that you can buy defense drones, I guess. Make sure you've got enough money to arm up on the defensive side. Learn how to hide from thermal cameras. I don't know. Stay ahead of the curve on all this. Stay informed. It's going to get interesting. It's already interesting. It's going to get more interesting. But stay informed. Use our AI engine. It's free. It's at brighteon.ai. You can also, of course, use our brighteon.com platform. Post your videos. And you can hear more of my videos and interviews at brighteon.com. Or read my articles at naturalnews.com. So stay safe, stay informed, and thank you for listening. Take care. Thank you for supporting us at healthrangerstore.com. And we've got a new batch of turmeric in stock now. After a long search, the supply chains are really becoming more difficult. And turmeric, as you know, is often contaminated with lead. So of course, we do mass spec elemental testing for lead, cadmium, you know, arsenic, mercury, and other elements. We found an ultra clean batch and we have it available for you now. I have it on my desk. We've got turmeric root powder. Certified organic, laboratory tested, identity confirmed, all that, E. coli tested, microbiology, you name it. We've got it all for you at healthrangerstore.com. We do not have turmeric tincture back in stock. We're working on that, but we do have the turmeric root powder. And as you know, I include turmeric root powder in my own smoothie, which is why it's orange. It's why my dental work turns orange, which freaks out the dental hygienist as well. But that's another story. Okay, so if you want really good, high-quality, ultra-clean turmeric root powder, we've got it now, healthrangerstore.com.
We also have, yeah, there's the screen showing it to you. We also have astaxanthin. Astaxanthin, Hawaiian astaxanthin, we have it right now in stock. Of course, this is known as the king of carotenoids. This is a fat-soluble, super potent antioxidant, and it's got a multitude of uses and benefits and support mechanisms for human health. Athletes use it. Lots of people use it. This is also what turns the flesh of salmon slightly pink. That's actually the astaxanthin that they're getting from their dietary sources. And it's believed to help support the natural athleticism and the endurance and stamina of salmon. That's just one of the many benefits of the king of carotenoids. Now, astaxanthin is in a dark bottle because it's sensitive to light. But it's very potent. You only need either 2 or 4 milligrams per day. We've got that available for you right now, healthrangerstore.com. We also have a supply of NAC in stock, N-acetylcysteine, which of course helps support the body's normal detoxification process with outstanding liver support and glutathione and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Turmeric root powder, astaxanthin capsules, as well as NAC, all in stock right now, plus hundreds of other items that are also certified organic, laboratory tested, non-GMO, and we don't use synthetic, you know, colors, fragrances, fillers, garbage, none of that stuff, nothing like that. Ultra clean products for home, for health, for personal care, for nutrition, and also for long-term food storage, for emergency preparedness. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate you very much. We couldn't do this without you. Thanks for watching. Take care.